Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk, where I'm joined by Lincoln Moore, who's Executive Director at Deco Oil. How are you today, Lincoln?
Hi, Zach. Very well, thanks. How are you?
Doing fine. This week we've seen the announcement from you for the full year production numbers. Could you run us through those?
Yes, Zach. We put out our full numbers and all our production, I think. No real huge surprises there. Of course, as markets are aware, we had in the first half of 2018 had a weaker higher season than we normally had, and that was really the main reason for the 15% overall drop in fresh fruit bunches and then CPO production for the full year. You know, we had quite a strong Q3, then, you know, Q4 was more at normalised levels we'd seen in 2016, 2015. Of course, 2017 was a very high Q4, and that translated to a weak high season. So I wouldn't have thought there's a lot to read there. I think, we can confirm that the issues in terms of the amount of fruit in the market in the first half of the year seems to subside, and we're back to normalised levels. So obviously hopeful to see that continue into the upcoming high season. In terms of the main areas of production, we had a very strong year. Yeah, given the situation with palm kernel oil and kernel cake, and that was a result of us making large efforts to purchase additional kernels from other mills that did not have a kernel crushing plant. So we saw an increase of 14% in palm kernel oil production and an 8% increase in palm kernel cake production. So that bodes well. We've seen, I think, which is positive for shareholders, an improvement in our gross margins in the back end of the second half. And really that's largely driven by improved premiums we're getting on the crude palm oil. And this is mainly being driven by local characteristics in the crude palm oil market, and that is our major customers are increasing their refining capacity, and therefore there's an excess demand for crude palm oil locally, which is pushing up local prices. So I think it should be seen as a big positive, and also the investment in refining capacity as a big positive that the local market is in a growth mode.
Right. So I mean, basically, that seems to be the highlight, where you've sold 80% above international prices. I mean, that's quite a rare feat, I would have thought.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things. One is when the international prices are at reasonably low levels, we do seem to do quite well. The local market has a demand which is irrespective of that international pricing, so we do tend to do a little bit better, particularly in low pricing environments. But it also can be seen as a change in the local market conditions, we believe, where there is a more refining capacity and therefore more demand for our products. So we hope to see premium prices continue, particularly, of course, you know, in the context of the international pricing market being at relatively cyclical lows.
Your refining capabilities gives you an edge in terms of margin.
This is the refining capacity of our buyers, our customers. So at the moment, we produce the crude palm oil. We don't enter the refining market, which is, of course, a market we can potentially enter into the future. But the refining capacity locally has increased substantially, and the amount of crude palm oil production, of which we're part of, has been relatively stagnant and even lower this year. So it's seeing a gap, and that's driving higher prices for our product.
So one should always look at the local picture as well as the macro picture as well.
Absolutely, and it's one advantage that we do have in Cote d'Ivoire. There are some local benefits that mean with the international price does drop, that we have a small cushion in terms of those prices. And of course, we'd always like the prices to be high.
Right, and from memory, given that I'm not a great palm oil expert, but we're entering the high season now, is that right?
That's right. It tends to start really becoming noticeable towards the back end of January is when we see the significant pickup in fresh fruit bunch levels. Normally it's probably 2 months into the high season, so where we start to get a real view as to how strong the year will be. In terms of what we can control, of course, we increased our logistics stable by one more logistics centre, and perhaps looking at another one. We also made sure that our meal is well prepared, as of course it's been extended the previous year, so we're well placed to take as much fruit as delivered into the market. So time will tell over the next 6 to 8 weeks how strong the high season will be, but we're reasonably optimistic that it'll be stronger than the last year, which seemed to be an anomaly. I will say that, of course, this is the first time, I guess, we've entered this high season with very low international prices, and we have to be much more mindful of margins in a low pricing environment and not caught up any competition for fruit. So there is a balancing act between chasing fruit quantity growth and production growth and protecting our gross margins. So we'll be trying to balance that. But overall, simply we're looking for an improvement on last year on volumes and to get the best possible margins we can.
Right, just a couple of points. Last time we spoke, you were talking cashews. How's that going? I think you placed some shares above the market. We're now approaching that 4.5 pence level, which I suppose is a good thing. But how are we doing there?
Yeah, the next stage with cashews is really all the major contracts are in place, and it's executing now on those contracts. The last step, with any secured loan, is the conditions are they have to approve the contract, and then they deploy the funds. So we're imminently now. The goal was in January to start the deployment of funds, and then start both the infrastructure works on the ground and the commencement of construction of the mill, which is taking place overseas. So that the goal is that those two projects working in tandem will take place throughout 2019 and leave us ready to be in production on the cashew side in 2020. So all okay. They're clearly construction projects, so there's going to be some ups and downs, but we've got the team and we've got the back history of delivering these projects, so we're confident we won't miss that key 2020 production season.
And finally, one of the things that investors in small caps look for is where the management's aligned with the shareholders. I believe that there have been some moves in that area as well.
Yeah, we did have a couple of buyers on the board at this stage. One, obviously, myself. We rarely actually are not in a closed period, but the announcement of the cashew transaction has provided a small window where we are in a closed period, which I imagine will shut quickly as we move into the high season. But we took the opportunity to pick up some stock, and we obviously believe that the price now is not reflective of where the business is heading, and in fact where it's been for the last 3 or 4 years, and perhaps has been overshot on the downside from a weaker year last year. So we take a 2 or 3 year view, and I think with the business, the palm oil business stabilizing and continuing to grow over time, together with the cashew business coming in, it seems a really nice opportunity to pick up some stock at these relatively low levels.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.